Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction and Realty of Beloit.
And again, welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats. We're joined by Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans. Coach, you've had actually four games since we talked last, as you had the Orange and Black Classic through three games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You finished 1-2 in the tournament, a really good Goodland team that you fell to 53-15 in the first game, and then Chanute in the second game. You come back with a nice 52-31 win on Friday, and then a tough 47-43 loss to Lamar, Colorado Saturday. Just overall, the Orange and Black Classic, how do you feel the girls played, and what were the biggest things you got out of that tournament there over the weekend?
No, I thought we had a good showing out there. You know, you get to see some really big and good teams, and Goodland is something special. I mean, they've got all the pieces to really make a run at a state title this year, and so, you know, we saw them, and then, you know, we bounced back really well the next night on Chanute, and we hit shots, and I thought the kids played with a lot of energy. And then Lamar, Colorado, was also a good game for us. I mean, they're a pretty big school, and we were able to compete with them, and just couldn't finish the game at the end there. I mean, we had opportunities, and it was a close game, but just couldn't get the win. But I thought, all in all, it was a great tournament for us. We got to see lots of good competition, and the kids had a good time. So it was pretty positive.
Last night, you were back at home for the first time since January 4th as you were hosting Sacred Heart, and you picked up a win in that one, 35-26, kind of a lower-scoring game, but you're able to get a league win. What were some of the biggest things that you did that led to the win there on Tuesday?
Well, we were able to take them out of what they wanted to do offensively. Smiley Brown was on their point guard, and she's, you know, averaging over 10 points a game, around 14, I believe, and Miley shut her down to 4, so when you're able to do that, you know, and take their leading score out of the game, good things are usually going to happen for us. And then we hit some shots at some key times. And like you said, it wasn't a high-scoring game, but we were able to just continue to grind and get buckets when we needed them, and then just kind of walk away with a win there at the end. So a lot of great things. A lot of kids stepped up for us and hit some shots and played some great minutes. And so looking positive at this point in the season.
Have a break on Friday night, a little bit of rest here before you get ready for your second game against Republic County this season. You go to their place coming up here on next Tuesday. What do you want to see the second time around when you go to Belleville Tuesday?
Well, I know the first time we played them, they were really injured and had some kids that were, you know, coming off some injuries and were only able to play, you know, 6 kids, I think, is all that they had that night. And so I'm sure they've gotten a little bit healthier, and so it'll be a whole different look. And so we're going to have to go up there with a mindset that we got to control what we can control and get out to a fast start. And hopefully we can get well, too. We've got some injuries and battling some ankle injuries as well as just some, you know, sickness that's going around. So we want to take the next few days and really fine-tune some things that we want to work on and then, you know, be ready to go down this last stretch in February. So it's definitely going to be a grind, but I think these kids are excited about the opportunity they have ahead of them for sure.
Shauna Remus, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans. Coach, we thank you for joining us here this week, and best of luck next week as well.
Thank you.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Ryan Eiler with us, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. Coach, 4 games actually since we last talked to you. Went to the Orange and Black Classic there and ended up with a 5th place finish the way the bracket falls there. You did pick up a win over Goodland in the first round, 42-23, before a 49-34 loss to a tough Hayes team, and then Colby a tough one, 49-46. Just kind of looking at those 3 games there at the Orange and Black Classic, what did you learn about the group and what did you take away from the tournament in Colby?
Well, it's a tournament that, you know, you play 3 different teams in 3 days, and you just kind of have to adjust on the fly. And the Goodland game, I thought our kids battled and defensively really kept Goodland out of, you know, doing anything that they cared to do, and able to come away with a good win there. The Hayes game, I felt like our kids competed, and that's what we wanted of them. You know, Hayes is a tremendous team, and we're able to hang with them, you know, for the most part, so the last few minutes. But proud of the kids for the way they competed there. And then Colby, we get beat by three, and honestly, if you win that game, you come away from the tournament feeling really good about yourselves. But because you lose that last close one, you kind of start to doubt yourselves a little bit. But overall, I thought it was a good tournament for us. Bryce gets on the all tournament team, and I thought that was good. He's, you know, been playing at a high level, and good, you know, representation for us. And so, you know, just three games, a lot of different scenarios, a lot of different things that hopefully we've learned some stuff from.
Came back with Sacred Heart then on Tuesday, a tough one there down the stretch, a 45-44 loss for your squad. You know, Owen hit the big shot there late in the game and gave you guys a one-point lead, but then you missed a front end of a 1-1, and they got a couple free throws after a foul down there and couldn't quite get the best look that you wanted there at the end of the game. But you do put up a fight but fall by one. What are your thoughts on the way that the game went with Sacred Heart there on Tuesday?
Well, it's kind of – the game kind of went how our games have been as of late. You know, we're struggling to score the ball consistently. We're struggling to get guys, you know, playing consistent offensive basketball throughout. And then it's seeming like, you know, every team that we're playing right now has got a kid that's going for over 20 on us, and we've got to find a way to stop that. But, you know, our kids battled back. You know, I do think, you know, playing this many games in a short amount of time does wear on you. But I thought our kids battled and gave ourselves a chance just, you know, towards the end, the way things played out, not able to get the win.
You have off now until Tuesday when you take on Republic County. It's a team that you beat already once this year, 52-19, way back in December on the 14th there. So your next game is February 1st there as you turn the calendar and take on the Buffaloes in Belleville. What do you want to see from the team that night?
Well, I want to see our kids respond. You know, we went from winning 8 in a row to now we're on a 3-game losing streak, and want to see how resilient they are and that they don't hang their heads. And these next few days of practice that we really get after it, and then bring back the intensity. You know, what the game against Republic County was so long ago that it's going to be a totally different game, and want to see that our kids are willing to put in the effort to get better and to fight. You know, this next go around when we play all our league schools again.
Well, late Coach Ryan Eiler here in our locker room chats. Coach, we thank you for the time and best luck as you move forward.
All right, thank you.
Our late locker room chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in north central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. Our Wednesday night locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Trina Luters and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, kdcountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Trina Luters with us, the coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs basketball team. Coach, coming off of a Northern Plains League Tournament Championship and then another win over Wilson since we talked last. Let's go back to that League Tournament Championship. You won 44-39 over Sylvan Lucas, first ever Northern Plains League Tournament title for Osborne. Trinity Luters had 19 for you, and Grace William really stepped up there late in the game and had 10 points as well, and a good team win for you. What were your thoughts on the win on Friday night over Sylvan Lucas?
Yeah, obviously we are so proud of the girls and excited that they were able to secure the win and bring home that championship. And, yes, we had to kind of dig down and find out what we were made of, and we did that. We came out and we got some defensive stops that we needed, and yeah, Grace had a huge, huge night coming off the bench, and that's always exciting too when you have that coming off the bench and you're able to not miss a beat when you sub. And it was an overall great defensive effort and rebounding effort on the team, and we couldn't have been any more happy than we were with the fact that they set their minds to it. We took care of business and came out and did what we needed to do.
Went over Wilson then on Tuesday night, 68-22. Got on them early and didn't look back in that one. What stood out the most there at Wilson on Tuesday?
Again, with going into Wilson, we're kind of looking at moving some people around, trying some different combinations, and we were able to do that, and we were also able to get everybody in that we carried last night, and so I believe we had 10 people scoring, and so the ball movement was great. We were moving the ball and getting offensive looks, and defense, again, we got in, we rebounded, and we're very focused and mindful of what we needed to do. And so, again, just getting in and remembering what our focus is and taking care of our piece of the puzzle is kind of what we're doing right now.
You move on now after that win over Wilson for your second game this year against Lakeside. You beat them earlier in the season. It was their first game of the year, your second, so it's been a while since you played them. Both teams might look a little bit different here this second time around. What do you need to do on Friday night to have success against Lakeside again?
Yeah, and again, like it'll be I'm at Osborne, but Lakeside and Osborne always tends to be a good game when we meet up in January. We are going to get in, and we're going to focus on footwork and getting position for rebounding and being able to take care of the business on the defensive end. And we've kind of been saying too, when we take care of things defensively, it kind of opens us up on offense. And so that will be what we're focused on. But I truly believe if we move the ball and get the looks that we've been getting, that it's going to be a good game for us, and we're going to come out and be able to take care of things.
Trainer Luders, coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Lakeside Friday night.
All right, thank you.
At Midway Co-op, we're proud to be North Central Kansas' exclusive Kugler fertilizer dealer. It's unique. It's specialty fertilizer that's low in salt that can be applied directly to the seed. It offers unparalleled results at harvest, often imitated but never duplicated. Count on the premium Kugler fertilizer. It's the right stuff for your field. And we're glad to custom apply it if needed. Midway Co-op and Kugler fertilizer, the right choice for your field. It's ordering time. Let's talk. We're Midway Co-op. Come see us.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Jamie Walters with us now, the head coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Coach, you have a couple more wins since we talked last, moving to 12-0 on the season. First, we'll go back to the Northern Plains League Tournament Championship. I know we talked to you in the post game there, and a 46-37 win for you over Sylvan Lucas. That's actually the fourth time in a row that you won the Northern Plains League Tournament for the Bulldog boys. And just going back to that game, I know the offense wasn't always where you might have wanted it to be, but a very strong defensive effort against a very good Sylvan Lucas team. What were your thoughts of the win there on Friday night against the Mustangs?
Yeah, like you said, our defense was, you know, pretty good. We had a few breakdowns there that we thought, you know, we could have prevented. But overall, I was pretty happy with the way we played defensively. Like you say, offensively, we were okay at times. And, you know, we kind of got a little bit of a lead on them. And then, you know, there in the fourth quarter, we kind of let them, you know, we just didn't handle it very well. I felt like we played a little too much individually. And, you know, rather than keep the ball moving on the perimeter, I felt like it, you know, stuck in our hands a little more than what it should have. And, but overall, you know, we were able to, you know, close it out with some free throws and finish the game out. So, you know, obviously there's some things we need to take from that to get better, and I think we will. So.
Wilson for the second time this season. Then on Tuesday, you played them in the quarterfinals of the tournament and beat them, and then you win at Wilson, a higher scoring game in this one, 76-36. What stood out there at Wilson on Tuesday, and what do you see from your offense in the high scoring game?
Oh, yeah, we tried to do some just a little bit different things there early on, and weren't very successful, but we pushed the ball a little more than what we had, and I thought we did a pretty nice job of that. You know, after that initial, I think they had about 16 points there in the first quarter, which, you know, giving up too much. You know, I thought we settled in and did a better job. And, you know, we kind of went back to what we were doing. And got better as the game went. So.
Lakeside coming up for you on Friday night. It's a team that you've obviously had an opportunity to play a lot of times in the past, and you guys are on a very long winning streak against them, but they gave you everything you wanted there in the semis of the MPL tournament. It'll be 10 days later that you play them for the third time this season, actually. What do you need to do against Lakeside to have that same kind of success that you've had for quite some time now?
Yeah, Yeah, like you said, they're, you know, obviously it seems like they're getting better about every game they beat. You know, we got by them there in the semifinals, and then, you know, they beat St. John's fairly handily. And so, yeah, we're going to have to definitely be ready to go, and defense got to be locked in, and got to be ready to play.
Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the locker room chat. Coach, thanks for being with us again this week, and best of luck against Lakeside Friday night.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You can hear those games on Kitty Country 94. Pre-game coverage beginning at 5:50 for the girls. Tip-off at 6, and the boys' game to follow on Friday night.
Our Osborne locker room chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op.
At Midway Co-op, we're a lot more than service to farmers and stockmen. We're also customer care and convenience for town customers. We're jobs and income for smaller communities. We greatly contribute to the tax base of all our co-op towns. We're 24/7 with self-service gas. We're hot food and convenience when you're hungry. We're still the one that delivers fuel and propane to the outlying areas. The fact is, Midway Co-op is farmer-owned, member-friendly, the one that does it all. Midway Co-op, come see us.
The best way's Midway Co-op.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Patrick Miller. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
And welcome back in the locker room chats on Kitty Country 94. Nick Lynn with us, the coach of the Smith Center, Letty Red. Now, coach, you've actually played three games since we talked last. We'll go through these first two from the Mid-Continent League tournament. Tough semifinal loss, 52-50, a late bucket there for TMP Marion. And you fall on that one, moving on to the third place game where you took on Russell and ended up winning that one 51-34. So these two games, how do you feel about the way the girls finished out in the Mid-Continent League tournament there over the weekend?
Well, I thought we played well in the tournament, and the semifinal game, I thought we were ready. We felt team-wise, we felt like we were ready to play, and it was a close game throughout. We made too many turnovers during the process, and but so did they. Our press did some harm to them, and it literally came down to the last possession. We defended well, missed their shot opportunity, but they put back up and in, and we lost by two, and that's tough when you lose a game like that. And mm-hmm. And then in the third place game, we played Russell again, and it was a really good defensive battle, at least on our part, holding them to 7 points at halftime. Really excited about that, and they came out in the third quarter and did some damage from three and got back in the game. And I think we were up one at one point, and then we buckled down again and played better defense. And I think we went on a 17-0 run and got the separation. So. It was nice. The kids weren't necessarily hoping for a third place, but we were happy to get a couple wins in the tournament.
So, again, you do finish with the win over Russell, then bounce back with a win over Hill City then on Tuesday. You know, obviously they're kind of an inexperienced group, but you beat them 64-7 at their place. Just go through the Tuesday game and the way you're able to pick up the win on the road there.
Yeah, certainly there wasn't nothing. We didn't expect nothing like that as an outcome. I thought we played very, very well and saw the court very well, ran transition very well, but our focus mainly was on defense, and we our half-court defense, our man defense did really, really well, and we knew their offense, and that helped, and I think they got frustrated, and you're right, they're younger, less experienced, and so we were happy to go in there and do the things we needed to do, and hopefully it'll prepare us a little bit for this game coming up on Friday.
Friday at Phillipsburg. It'll be the first time you see the Lady Panthers this year. Clearly a team that, you know, I think a lot of the attention goes to Taryn Sides there, the K-State commit, but they've got a lot of people around her, don't they?
Well, it's going to take a complete effort from our team, and we just have to step up to the plate. And like I said, our kids know it's another measuring stick like the TMP game, and hopefully it'll be a battle, and we'll be in it at the end.
Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady, right here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck against Phillipsburg Friday night.
Yeah, thanks, Duffy.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealership, is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Nebraska, February 23rd and 24th. Landmark's planter clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 23rd and 24th in Hastings. RSVP by calling your local Landmark.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, again with Coach Patrick Miller of the Smith Center Redmond. Now, Coach, you did have one last game at the Mid-Continent League tournament against Russell there at Stockton on Thursday. Wrapping that one up, you fell 73-36 there. What were some of the things you noticed in that one and the loss there to Russell?
Well, against Russell, struggled at the beginning, but then we were able to start getting some open looks, and we had a great second quarter. Their first quarter was just better, and that put us in a fairly large deficit. But I was really proud of our guys for understanding and finding some really great opportunities to shoot the ball and play. We just weren't able to contain them in defense. Their number one really got hot on us, and we didn't have an answer for him.
You moved on then after that loss to take on Hill City then on Tuesday, and the Ringnecks are a team that are getting better as they go along here, and they're 8-4 now on the season. They beat you 73-26. What are some of the strengths that Hill City had that caused you problems?
Well, their top two players are really fundamentally sound, and they work the ball through them, which then opened some other guys up, and we had some sickness this week, and that caused us to not be able to execute the plan that we were going to try to attempt to work through with them. So hopefully we'll be able to get a little bit better, a little more healthy, and Hill City was just really fundamentally sound, and we couldn't deal with their pressure.
Next up for you, Phillipsburg coming up on Friday. You saw them already once this season at the Moores Classic there in Russell, so you're familiar. Obviously, you're familiar because they're Phillipsburg anyway, and you know a lot about each other. With Phillipsburg on Friday night, what are some of these things that you'll maybe learn from that first game that you want to try to do different this second time around?
Well, hopefully, like I said, we're healthy because we got to get healthy mm-hmm. first. And then once that happens, then we just need to try to execute our game and probably slow the game, get down a little bit, and use some of our strengths to our advantage. But they're a really good coach team, and they have some kids that have been around for a while and do what they need to do, and like that's difficult to stop. So,
Patrick Miller, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the locker room chats again this week. Coach, we thank you for the time and best of luck against Phillipsburg coming up on Friday.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealership, is hosting their annual sprayer clinic at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, Nebraska, February 2nd and 3rd. Landmark Sprayer Clinic offers expansive equipment and technology training on different models of John Deere and Hagee sprayers. Learn about the newest technology, machine maintenance, spray tip selection, and more. We'll be offering free Dicamba certification. Join us February 2nd and 3rd in Kearney. RSVP by calling your local Landmark location or at landmarkimp.com/events. We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorns and head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC.
Welcome back on the locker room chats on Kitty Country 94 as Darren Grauerholtz joins us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, actually 2 wins since we talked last. Took the 7th place game over Tescott by a final of 45-11 on Friday there at the great school in Lincoln, and then came back with a 52-29 win over Pike Valley on Tuesday. You know, obviously a couple teams that they don't have glossy records or anything like that you've beaten, but I know with everything you guys have been going through, how important was it to pick up a couple quality wins here as far as margin of victory was concerned, maybe just for the confidence of some of the girls on the team?
Well, that and getting some of those younger girls some more experience, because that's what mm-hmm. they need, because the things that we do in practice aren't really the stuff that you see in games from different teams and different looks, so it's good to get them a little bit more experience because we're definitely going to need them down the stretch. And so hopefully we can get those girls developed, and when it comes to a good team, maybe we'll be able to throw those girls in there, and they'll have a little bit more confidence when they see that extra pressure.
And, Coach, again, you move on now in the Northern Plains League. The plan right now is to play Southern Cloud coming up on Friday. They were supposed to play Sylvan Lucas on Tuesday and didn't have the numbers and enough players, so they had canceled that game. But going into this one with Southern Cloud, what do you need to see from the group as you go to Glasgow, hopefully coming up on Friday?
We still need to continue to fix some holes defensively, and I think, like you said, the last couple of games really gave us a little bit more experience in that. But we're going to hit the drawing board tonight, tomorrow, and hopefully we can take care of a couple issues that we've had there in the last couple games. So, you know, the thing is, the way we've been playing right now, we still can't take anybody light whatsoever, and we've still got to step in and play our game. Torrey's been doing such a great job for us inside, really growing his post. So hopefully we can keep feeding her the ball, and I think that opens up that outside shot where there's not as much pressure on our outside shooters to get our shots off either. So that's kind of what we're going to try to strive for, is hit them on the inside, and then hopefully it'll open up that outside game.
Darren Groundholz, coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team, here in the Locker Room Chats. So we thank you again for being with us, Coach, and best of luck here against Southern Cloud on Friday.
Hey, thank you, Dusty.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik, Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavik, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
And we're back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Devon Branch joining us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. We talked about this last week, Coach. You had back-to-back games against Pike Valley, just the way your tournament bracket fell. And, you know, two hard-fought games for you. You won the NPL tournament fifth-place game 41-37, and then a 53-43 win on Tuesday at home in the league regular season game. Just going back to Friday's game with the fifth-place contest, what stood out the most in that one and pulling out the four-point win?
I just think that we started out the game kind of slow. We let number 14 and number 15 get going early. It's just like sluggish. Like, I guess being there from 12:30 to 7:30, our feet was kind of stuck in the mud, and it's kind of hard to get ready to play once you didn't watch like 7 games that day. Mm-hmm. But we persevered and we turned around, did what we were supposed to do, and get the W.
Then Tuesday, bouncing back. How difficult is it for the kids and for you as a coaching staff to try to, you know, change things up or do something different when you just saw this team on Friday, then you got to turn around and play them again on Tuesday?
Yeah, it was difficult. I mean, we watched game film. We studied them. We did what we were supposed to do. But I just took it as – I just told them, this is our first home game in 8 months. If I have to get you excited – There's no reason for you to walk out on this court. You're in front of your home fans. People come to see you, and they come to see what you're made of. And time to step out here and show them what you've been practicing for. You know, and I think they stepped up to the challenge. We hit a little bump. We got a little sluggish there. But I think at the end, when we slowed down and took the shots we were supposed to take and played defense like we were supposed to, it came out with a victory.
Now above 500 on the season at 6-5, you're scheduled to go to Southern Cloud on Friday. I know they've been dealing with some sickness and some low numbers there, but it looks like they're back on the court. And when you look at the Warriors, what do you want to accomplish when you go to Glasgow there on Friday?
I want to establish dominance. I want them to start understanding that we are a team that can be reckoned. We're a team to be reckoned with. I want to see us pushing the ball. I want to see us being physical. I want to go inside outside. That's the team we built this year. Once we get the inside going, the outside shots will start falling for us. But I most definitely want us to be physical and start putting our dominance on team.
Devon Branch, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck out at Glasgow on Friday.
Thank you.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and Goheen & Slavik CPAs, LLC.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik, Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavik, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.